I'm sorry.
Mark.
What?
Hey, Mark.
Who's that? Oh, no. Is this my own NSA guy again?
Yeah, Mark. Mark, it's me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look, man. There's a guy trying to get into your house. And your wife is in there all by herself.
Wait, whoa, 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 what? What guy? What, where are you right now?
There's a guy.
Yeah?
And he just went around back with some big metal pipes. Big guy with a beard.
At my house? You know what? That's our friend Larry. He said he's going to come by and he's going to fix my fence and when he got home from work. So the big question is, what are you doing in my house?
This guy's name's Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your wife's waving to him from the window now. Okay, cool. You know, I just thought I'd make sure. I'm just paying you back for the solid you did for me.
Okay, great.
Yeah, don't mention it, man. Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife's using your computer.
So what?
Well, you know, you really should delete those cookies when you get home. She's not going to be too happy she sees those sites you've been on. You know what I mean? Grannies and trannies, it's one thing if I see
all right,
but...
That's it. I'm done.
You
I'm know, done.
You, Mark, you should just quit that stuff cold turkey. You know, it's nasty stuff, man.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate my moral boundaries being defined by a spy.
Okay,
thanks.
No problem, man.
Yeah.
Hey, can't wait for your phone call with the gastroenterologist tomorrow.
I don't know about that guy. It makes me feel safe on one level. On another level, I think I got a creepy new friend.